BBC Audio presents a remarkable collection of the diaries and memoirs from the acclaimed English actor, playwright and writer, Alan Bennett. Read by the author. In Part 1, Telling Tales, Alan Bennett reminisces about his early years through 10 childhood snapshots. Originally broadcast between the 4th and the 15th of June 2001 on BBC Radio 4, Telling Tales was read by Alan Bennett and produced by Liz Allard, with music by George Fenton.
Telling Tales. Written and read by Alan Bennett. These talks are mostly about home and childhood, and this first one is called A Strip of Blue. When Holbein's A Lady with a Squirrel and a Starling came to the National Gallery in 1993, it was taken out of its frame for technical examination, and where it had been protected from the light by the frame, there was revealed a strip of blue paint as fresh and bright as when it had been put on by Holbein more than 4.5 centuries ago. There were no Holbeins at 12 Halliday Place, the house in Armley, Leeds, where I was born and brought up, but in our deserted front room, the sitting room, as I suppose it should have been called, and which in 1941 was uncarpeted and almost unfurnished, there was a sofa, the surviving member of a three-piece suite bought at the Co-op in October 1928, a few weeks after my parents got married. The suite cost £26.15, and the bill was still there among my father's few papers when he died nearly 50 years later. This sofa has originally been upholstered in blue and bronze embossed velour, but bleached by the sun pouring through the bay window, though latterly somewhat shaded by the air raid shelter that stands in the street outside, the sofa has weathered over the years to a lumpy, donkeyish grey. My brother and I play on it, our particular delight to let down the end arm, a lever in the side allowing you to do this with satisfying suddenness. Once down, the arm reveals, as it might be the Holbein, a strip of unsunned, unworn upholstery, with its original bronze and Asia colours as bright and unfaded as they must have been in the first weeks of my parents' marriage. As a child of 7, I look on this small strip of pristine colour with wonder, taking its undimmed blue and bronze to be a glimpse of what life had been like in that, to me, legendary period before the war and when my parents were just married. Because it was certainly different. The photographs of holidays at Filey, when I'm still a baby, show Mam young and carefree and prettier than she is now. Dad, in bathing costume, holds up Gordon to the camera, smiling, unworried, but above all, there. On our holidays during the war, he seldom is. Not because he's been called up, but more prosaically, always has to go back to Leeds after a couple of days to mind the Co-op butcher's shop he manages in Armley Lodge Road. So this unfaded riband of blue and gold seems to me like a bright flag that has been lowered on a regime that we shall never see again. I'm 7 or 8 at this time, and already halfway to believing that we've had the best of it. On the bill from the Co-op Furnishing Department is our dividend number, 105219, a number learnt by heart by us as children as soon as we're old enough to be sent shopping at the Co-op on Ridge Road. It's one of a trio of numbers I will never forget until I forget everything, the others being 51879, our first telephone number, and 227-00017, my army number, for any of which I would, unthinkingly, put up my hand, were they called out even to select me for death. It's at Halliday Place, 3 years after they are married, that my brother is born, on May the 9th, 1931. And on the same date, May the 9th, but 3 years later, I arrive, both of us born at home in the bed which figures on the Co-op bill, and which cost 4 guineas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?